please dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, my screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hackers Places. This here little radio program about Hackers Places.
Welcome to Signal. This is the Dev Random Show. Today we are live from Hackerspace Brussels, and on the mixer we got GMC.
Hi there.
Hey, and we got Brain Smokes.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, good evening. Where are we? We are in Brussels. And from Hackerspace Brussels we got Peter and Hans. How are you doing, man?
Hey, adio.
Okay, later on we will talk about BrewCon. It's a small conference over here. Well, small. It's growing, and I think it's really awesome. We're going to talk about some subjects of what's going to happen over there, and I think there is a lot on the agenda over there. But first, some CC music now. You got something ready? No. GMC is still looking for something. Okay, let's give me the chance to give you the possibilities to contact us. So we got email signal@hackerspaces.org. You can use Twitter with #signal. If you're going to follow that hashtag signal thing, don't be surprised if there are some commercials are coming up from GSM jammers and so on. And we got IRC. You can find us on Freenode when we got Hackerspace's Signal. So please let know if you got any questions and just pop in.
Okay, I found some music. It's Hot Fiction with a song called appropriately Started Off.
Well, the man said, we're gonna start it off. We're gonna start it off. We're gonna start it off. And then he said, we're gonna start it off. We're gonna start it off. We're gonna start it off.
Hey, welcome back to Signal, your favorite radio station from hackerspaces.org. We're in Brussels, and we're sitting over here in Hackerspaces Brussels. And Hackerspaces Brussels is located in the city over here. We brought some studio equipment to make a great show, in my opinion. So, Hans, can you just give me a short introduction to Hackerspaces Brussels, and what's your involvement over here?
Well, I sort of helped found the place. Well, yeah. So I was committed in the beginning already. Hackerspace Brussels is now running for, I think, 1 year and a half. almost 2 years. I think in the beginning of January we'll celebrate our second anniversary.
And how many members do you have over?
I think at the moment there are more than 20. There are more than 20. So I think 25 or something like that.
Okay, and then we already spoke before about the White Space and Hackerspace Brussels split.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see most of those members still coming over here at Hackerspace Brussels, or is it just a nice mix?
Some of the members definitely make the trip. It's a bit of a long story, actually. We started sort of a Hackerspace Ghent 3 years ago, just me and a friend, and we had a lot of fun for half a year. Meeting every Tuesday and having like funny conversations about let's do a vote and let's do something. But we were basically just typing on our keyboards. And then come summer, people go out and we sort of lost contact for a while. And then in December we went back to the conference, the CCC conference in Berlin. And that's where we met Peter and Benjamin and some other guys. And then that's when we started, okay, let's do it again. Let's build another hackerspace, and this time we'll do it in Brussels.
So now we're in Brussels, and Brucon is coming up. Is Hackerspace Brussels also involved with Brucon, or just some of the members are working over there? Or?
It's basically members who are working over there. My idea is that hackerspaces are a bit like... They're very difficult to motivate and to do one thing as a group, and it just works better if you let people just take on actions on themselves and just do whatever they want and not have a big discussion about how are we going to manage our involvement. It's basically just do it, you know.
But we've been here tonight setting up the studio. It is kind of a fallback base for Brooklyn, I think, because people come in and power supply was broken, so they come here to fix it. And
Of course, when there's a big conference like this going on, we surely support it. Yeah.
Talking about the conference, if we're going to take a look on the agenda, there are a lot of hackerspaces subjects. For example, Mitch Altman is coming over there. He's going to talk, and mostly he's going to solder and teach you soldering. His talk is going to be about learning to make cool things with microcontrollers. Probably some Arduinos will be there, and probably also the setup of the TVB GON.
Well, you would know if there are Arduinos.
Yeah. Because I'm doing an Arduino workshop over there. So if you're in Brussels and want to come by and learn something about Arduino, just pop in. Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same workshop. He's also soldering tonight at the Void Warranties. That's the Antwerp hackerspace, and he has also set up a lab there so to do some soldering. And the nice thing is the Void Warranties, they are located in a youth house. And they've also invited people, the kids from the youth house, to get their full first soldering experiences for free.
So he's going to teach the young hackers how soldering works.
Yeah, the young hackers and like young people who just went over there to get a beer. They will also be instructed on how to better their life through electronics.
Okay, but Mitch is not the only thing about hackerspaces and electronics and so in the Hard Hack Village. I also heard hardhack.org is coming over there. They're doing a do-it-yourself build Arduino. I heard Wim is coming. Wim is bringing a lot of electronics. We saw him last time at ETH Serial.
Yeah, he was there as well with all the open design hardware kits that you can solder. And, well, he's got all kinds of cool stuff.
Did you soldered anything with Wim? Or?
Well, not on ETH Serial, no.
Not?
No, well, I was busy doing the radio, you know. So.
Yeah, true. And now again.
Maybe it's interesting to note that tomorrow evening there will be no entrance to be paid. So if you just want to go over there in the evening and hack a bit and have a nice beer and a soldering iron in your hand, feel free to drop over.
Yeah, the doors are open for free, is told me. Is that also is that for the full area? Do you know that, Hans?
Well, basically, I think at 6-ish, the talks are going to stop.
Sort of.
Yeah, and then the hard hack area will be open, and everybody can walk in for free.
Well, later on, we're going to talk to Fabienne from hardhack.org. She can probably tell all the details about the Hardhack Village. For now, we can take a sneak peek on the agenda of BrewCon. The keynote tomorrow is from Mikko Hyponen, and I hope I pronounce his name very well. He's going to talk about the 20 years and what we got, what we did wrong, and what are the things we can't fix. It's probably a talk about what's all about information security and the things we're doing wrong. And he's going to be followed about Joseph McCrae. And I think it's a nice follow-up because he's going to talk about you spent all that money and you still got owned. I think this is still a subject which is one of the things. You spend a lot of money on firewalls and the machines and so on, and we still got problems that machines got owned. Kuhn, do you agree with him or?
I was busy looking at the laptop with the music. So
I think it's basically about like selling security as a product. I mean, people are making you offers, and if you buy this, you'll be safe. If you buy this, you'll be safe, and if you buy this, you'll even be more safe.
So it's like supplying boxes. This box should do something with security, but you actually don't know. You spend a lot of money.
And meanwhile, the secretary is giving away company data over Facebook.
Yeah.
So, I mean, security in a technical aspect, it's expensive, and it doesn't always work. And what if it doesn't work? I mean, have you ever tried to read an end-user license agreement? Basically, it's stating like this software can blow up your computer and your house, and we're not responsible. And that's with all software products and almost all security products as well.
Well, most security products are mostly focusing on one thing, and that's current threats. And if you're going to take a look on what happened last years and last decade, in my opinion, the threats are changing on every day. So you buy a box that's going to protect you from email viruses, and now they're going to use malicious PDFs. So that box you bought for the antivirus of your email, it's not going to protect you anyway for downloading malicious PDFs.
Yeah, but we'll sell you another box that does that.
Okay.
And that's how it works.
Talking about malicious PDF, DJ Stevens is going to do presentations about his famous PDF exploits. That's everything on Friday.
Actually, workshops as well, right?
He's going to give you workshops how you can make malicious PDF files.
Well, analyze them.
Okay, sounds good. More on the agenda. Take a look. There is a lot on the agenda, and if you want to take a look on it, you can go to schedule.brewcon.org. One of the things I really appreciated was the RFID workshop with Philippe Theo. And he's going to tell you a little bit about how RFID is working and what you can do with it and how you can hack it. I think it's also a workshop. You probably will start with a bootable CD and probably a TouchaTech RFID reader. For people who doesn't know the TouchaTech RFID reader, it's a very cheap RFID reader, and it's working on one frequency. I thought it was 13.56 megahertz, and you can hack your passport with it, for example. For the people from Holland, you can also hack the OV chip card with it. So, should be cool. On the end of light of day one, we also got the lightning talks, and the lightning talks this time it's going to be led by Greg Balding and Christian Riley. Yes. Christian Riley, you have heard him on one of the Hackerspaces shows. And Chris is going to... No, Adam, no, Chris is not going to talk on the first day. On the first day, taking a look on the agenda now.
Well, he is going to be in the podcasters meetup on Friday evening at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more about the podcasters meetup, GMC?
I hope so. The idea basically is that a lot of security podcasters that are out there, I hope you have a list there, because I don't really know who all are there, but I think there is 8 or 10 or 12 security podcasters involved in the podcasters meetup. And what we'll be doing, well, they will be talking with each other for an hour, discussing security and podcast probably. It will also be streamed live on Signal from 9 o'clock Central European Summer Time. So
I got a list of the names.
Oh, you got just throw some names out there.
Paul.com. It's I know him. Well, Eurotrash guys are coming over there. So that's Christian Riley. Is Wim Remes also in that list?
I think so.
Then we got Exotic Liability. It's also one of the famous guys. We got Disaster Protocol. Tealook.tv. It's probably one of the podcasts I'm going to check out because I haven't heard of him yet. And we got Discuss It Pubcast. Also not on my list yet, but... well, let's listen tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Yeah. The Eurotrash, sorry, not the Eurotrash. The podcasters meet up at Brucon. In the meanwhile, you still got some nice music, Jimsy?
Yes, I've got a special request from you actually. The 1-2-player game from Pornophonique. But before I do that, actually, where is Brucon?
In Brussels.
Yes, but Brussels is big.
Yeah.
You got can you pronounce it, Hans? Because it's in French on the site, and my French pronunciation is even worse than my English pronunciation.
Well, the nice thing is it's in the old data center of the Belgacom, which is the main telecom operation here, and they had a big hole, and there were servers in there, but apparently they threw them out. And I typed it in my GPS today, but I can't really remember it.
It's a Rue Strooband?
De Strooband-slaan.
De Strooband-slaan.
In Everen.
That's one of Brussels, the things actually. In Brussels. Eh? All streets are pronounceable in Dutch and in French.
Luckily they are.
Yes.
So... going over to before we go over to Pornophonique, this is the address, Rue Strooband 51. It's in the Surf House and it's in Evere. So if you're going to use your TomTom, GPS, navigation, etc., this should be your address. Parking spots are available in the neighborhood. It's free parking, and just pop in. And tomorrow evening, it's free.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Signal, your favorite Hackerspaces radio station. Well, in the meanwhile, we got to dial in. It's Fabien. Fabien, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my lab in Cologne.
In Cologne. And you still have to take the train or so on to Brussels?
No, actually, we're taking a car because I have a crap ton. I think it's a metric crap ton of hardware I'm bringing with me. So we do have to drive because I can't lug it in one or two suitcases.
Okay, and what's going to happen in the Hardhack Village?
Hardhack is all hands-on hardware stuff. So whether or not you bring your own hardware, you can do hardware from us, you can watch us, you can play, you can get your hands dirty. The whole point is that we don't do any PowerPoint, we don't do any blah blah, everything is hands-on. And I have about 40 soldering irons I'm bringing with me, lots of wire strippers, lots of kits. Mitch Altman is going to be there.
Looking forward to work with Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch is going to bring a ton of kits with him. Vim from KD85.org is coming, and I'm coming, and I have kits as well. And we have a bunch of really cool projects slated to set up, and I have a bunch of demo stuff I'm bringing too.
Can you tell the people what kind of kits they can expect, which Mitch and you and also are all bringing?
Yeah, sure. Mitch is bringing stuff from himself, so TV Be Gone kits, which are kits to turn TVs off automatically. And he also has some kits from Lady Ada and some kits from Jimmy P. Rogers. I'm not sure which ones he has, but Jimmy P. Rogers, for example, has an LED shield for the Arduino.
Yeah, the LOL shield.
The LOL shield, which is really fun. If you already have an Arduino, it's a really great little kit to do. And I'm sure he'll have tons of fun stuff from Lady Ada, from L'Amour, from Adafruit.com. And I know Wim has a ton of different kits, including kits from Locasta.org, which is a local group here in Cologne. Some friends of mine who do Fnodlicht Mini, which are blinky LED projects. And I'm bringing a big setup with 40 Fnodlicht Minis that are all chained and live controlled with a little MIDI controller box. And they can do live audio syncing. And they can do about 25 frames per second color mixing LED pulse width modulation LED boards.
Sounds sexy.
So I'm bringing that whole installation with me. And I'm also bringing some chumbies. Bunny Huang of chumby.com sent me 15 broken chumbies, and I repaired some, and I'm bringing those with me, too.
For people who doesn't know the chumby, what's a chumby?
A chumby is a squishy, open-source platform with a touchscreen. It's got Linux running on it. They sell it as an alarm clock, but it's great because it's open hardware, which means you can hook all sorts of sensors and actuators on it. You could make it open the blinds in the morning for you. To wake you up, or you can use it in your kitchen as a little recipe computer. It's just a little touchscreen Linux embedded device. It's a really great little device.
Sounds good. Tomorrow evening, the Hardhack Village and actually a whole Brooklyn venue will be open for public. So no fees to get in. The Hardhack Village will also be open, and I think there are also some workshop in that evening.
Correct. My workshop, which is an Arduino clone workshop called Oto and Toto, and it's basically a smaller Arduino. It's probably going to start around 9 p.m. for me, but the whole Hardhack area is going to be free from 8 p.m., so 20 o'clock, until midnight tomorrow with the space that's available. So if the space fills up too quickly, then you won't be able to get in. So come early if you want to come. The doors open at 8 o'clock, free to the public, even without a BrewCon entrance pass. It's completely free.
There are some more activities over there. For example, the Kickstarter Arduino I'm doing myself. Of course, Mitch is probably going to stay there around, and he's giving you almost live workshops and attention. I've seen Mitch doing that very often, and he's a good teacher.
He is. It's great. He loves doing it around the clock, so basically he'll have all of the kits available and all the kits from Wim, and you'll be able to start and stop whenever you want. That's the great thing about Mitch, is he likes to do kind of an around-the-clock approach to hands-on hardware stuff. So even if you're a complete beginner or all the way to an electrical engineer, there's something to get you busy tomorrow evening and all the way through BrewCon if you're attending BrewCon.
Well, for GMC, I also see on the list over here, WrestleMania is going to bring arcade cabinets.
Well, and some pinball games.
Yeah, he's going to bring some arcade cabinets, and so those are going to be there. You'll be able to ask him live about stuff that's going on, and if he's not off doing some other volunteer work for BrewCon, but his stuff will be there. You'll be able to play with stuff. We're taking a very hands-on approach. If anyone wants to bring their own projects for show and tell, or if you have stuff that you're stuck on or you need help, please feel free to bring your own stuff. Don't feel limited to the kits that we have on hand or the projects that we have on hand. Please feel free to bring your own hardware. There will be plenty of space.
Well, I heard RefSpace also brought some toys. Brainsmoke, you brought also some project.
Well, actually, it's already finished, but I brought my SpokePuff kit, which I loaded some graphics on. But the problem is I didn't bring a bike, so...
So everybody in Brussels who's listening and who has a spare bike, just come and bring it by to BrewCon tomorrow evening. You will get in for free, and you can play around with Spokepuffs. GMC, you're also from RefSpace, and did RefSpace brought some more stuff?
Well, we brought a nice LED display of six lines that we... it was broken, we fixed it, we put in a new power supply, and now we need to interface it because it only has a serial interface, and of course we want it on TCP/IP, so we're working on that, and maybe we'll, in between volunteering for all kinds of stuff, we get some time to fix that.
Okay, so you're still a little bit behind Blinky, or? Blinky's already hooked up to the internet.
Ah, but we have more LEDs, and it's bigger.
Yeah, everything at RefSpace is much bigger than at Random Data, so that's true. Hey, Fabienne, I really want to thank you very much for popping in on this show. I'm looking forward to meet you in real life tomorrow.
Yeah, Meet Space is going to be fun tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting soldering irons heated up.
Yeah, are you going to follow some of the presentations and so on BrewCon itself? You already took a look on the agenda?
I may follow some presentations, but I'll probably be in the hard hack area most of the time that I'm there and helping people with hands-on stuff with kits around the clock.
Okay, sounds good. So, see you tomorrow then. In the meanwhile,
see you tomorrow.
We're going to talk a little bit about the agenda of BrewCon. So, there are more workshops to do. Lockpicking 101. Who's lockpicking in this group, actually? Do we have lockpickers over here?
I dabble a bit, but apparently no. Pascal, no? Oh. Hmm?
No? No lockpickers over here. So we should all attend. Walter Bergers from Tool Netherlands is coming over there, and he's going to teach you how to break a lock.
It's surprising, actually, that even if you took one workshop, you can pick the... I did the one last year at BrewCon, and I got myself... a lockpicking kit, and then when I got home, I took the door of my office, and I just, you know, within seconds, I picked that lock. So it's surprising. Even without any real skills, you can pick random locks that are just common and out there.
What I really appreciate about these workshops is that you just attend the workshop at the level that you know, and you don't know anything or a little bit about it, and after the workshop, you just walk away and you know how the techniques are working, or you come you get away with a product or so on. I know this tool workshop, and lots of people don't know how locks are working, and afterwards they think, oh, is it that easy?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary, actually.
True. One of the other workshops is the Secubus workshop by Frank Bredijk. He's for people who don't know Secubus is an automated regular vulnerability scheme framework, and to help you to check vulnerabilities on your system. And I think this workshop is about how you can use Secubus in your environment and check your servers and your workstations on vulnerabilities. Maybe I'm wrong. I see some Nessus stuff over there. Yeah, I think I'm not wrong. So that's one of the other workshops. DJ Steve is doing a workshop about the PDF exploits and finding them. And, well, there are all kind of other nice workshops. The Dem Vulnerable Web Application workshop, so you know how to find vulnerabilities in web applications. We got the RFID workshops. Yeah, a lot coming on. So, is something of music on your list, GMC?
Absolutely. I've got some more hot fiction with a song called Truly Dark.
Back to Signal, your favorite radio station at hackerspaces.org. We're talking about Brucon and all kind of other stuff, what's happening here in Brussels. We're sitting here in Hackerspaces Brussels, and I think we have some nice cozy studio set up. Those couches are doing well, GMC.
Yeah, we should try this at RefSpace as well.
And about Hackerspaces Brussels over here. What are the most of the activities over here?
There's always our Tuesday, our Tech Tuesdays evenings.
And what's happening on those?
Well, there's we do a meeting. Like all of our only real official meetings are on Tech Tuesdays.
And are those Tech Tuesdays really Tuesdays where people are going to work with their hands, or is it more like cozy sitting on a couch like we're now sitting and drink some bottles of mate?
It depends a bit. You can do both. You can do them both together, or you can do them both separate. It doesn't really matter. You see, there are a lot of people coming in here who just focus on the technical stuff and just sit on a desk with their project, and when somebody comes sit next to them, they talk a bit. And others just keep on standing around with a bottle of beer in their hands and say hi to everybody.
Do you have some projects which are quite current here at Hackerspaces Brussels?
So yeah, it's a bit up to whatever people organize. Like wireless battle mesh, it's something that's quite living now.
What's the wireless battle mesh?
We test it together with people from Templab in Paris, with people from Freifunk in Berlin. We set up like not a regular, but whenever we feel like, we do meetings and we say like, okay, now it's a wireless battle mesh and let's go test. Let's set up a test network for mesh routing protocols and try things out. Let's see how they behave. how they, which one is the best, like, but it's more like a friendly battle then.
And do some people from Hackerspace Brussels are coming over to Brucon to present their projects? Or it's not on your focus?
That's a good question.
I'm already scanning a little bit on the agenda.
We should have a better flow of information here. Well, I guess some people are. I mean, there should be at least one, no?
Well, talking about the agenda for Brucon, Mitch Altman is going to do the keynote on Saturday. He's going to talk about how he made a living off of how he's living currently, because Mitch is doing all kind of visits to conferences and work with people about soldering and so on. GMC, you also saw him a lot during your journeys at adult conferences.
Yeah, sure. He's everywhere, basically. CCC, Brucon.
But I'm still wondering how he does it. He's probably going to tell that on Saturday morning.
I think the secret is that TVB guns are really cool and really popular.
What should be the amount of numbers he's selling from the TVB guns in a month?
Well, given that one TVB gun is about 20 euros, so...
And that's the thing you still have to build.
Yeah.
There is also the pre-built edition.
But there is?
Yeah, but that's more expensive.
That's no fun.
No. We like the soldering.
Yes.
So that soldering is still possible in the hardware, our Hardack Village, and where Mitch is going to tell you how you can solder that TVB gun. Talking about more stuff on the agenda for Brucon, I saw that Chris Nickerson, well-known of the Red and Tiger team, is coming over. I saw his presentation last year, and he's fabulous in making stories. I still remember from last year that he was talking about the fact that he was doing social pen testing, and he came into a company, and at a moment he was crawling on the roof of a building. And he found a very very weak spot of it, and in a few seconds he was falling through the roof on the desk of a woman.
Yeah.
And the secretary was hitting with her keyboard just on his leg, and he was like, can't breathe. So that's one that's sure on my list.
And that's called social penetration testing.
Well, if you're talking about pen testing, no, I'm not going to tell.
I find this a very interesting choice of words, like social penetration testing. This is something to think about.
Talk about social engineering. Last days there were also some training days at Brucon, and one of those trainings was done about the social engineering. It's a subject which is coming up very hard nowadays, because a lot of infrastructure is already protecting you for certain vulnerabilities, especially with those special built boxes, which you spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, sure.
There are some more social engineering I thought on the list. Taking a look, I think this one is about social and how I met your girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend, Fish.
Oh. How I met your boyfriend. I think this is about social engineering, but it didn't...
Who is this guy, and why is he talking about my girlfriend, really? I mean...
Well, I know your girlfriend.
you know her, so
I've
that's
met
okay.
Her.
That's okay. Are you going to give the talk?
No. Sammy's going to give the talk, and the talk, and he's going to talk about the discovery and execution of entirely new classes of web attacks in order to meet your girlfriend.
Awesome.
Your girlfriend, Hans.
Well, she knows a lot of people. That doesn't mean anything, you know.
Actually, your girlfriend is also hacking nowadays in Arduinos.
Yeah, she at the opening of Void Warranty, she joined a session to fiddle around with it. And I think she got the concepts, but at home she didn't pick it up. So maybe a follow-up session where you can actually do something with it more than just a blinky-blinky LED.
Well, just bring her in tomorrow evening.
I think she's really looking for practical applications.
Okay.
It's like
Like pen testing.
It, for instance, yeah. No, it takes a certain kind of people to work on a thing for 4 hours and have it like making the Knight Rider let go left and right. That's fun and it's cool and you learn stuff, but...
She could build a Garduino in her profession.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Lots of options.
Hey, about more on the schedule. I wanted to take a sneak peek on the lightning talks of day two. Frank Bredeck is going to talk about Succubus, where we just spoke about in 5 minutes. I think that that's very fast for a usually workshop from 1 or 2 hours. Then in 5 minutes, but well, it should be good. Christian Reiling, he's going to talk about insert grade something here with cheese. Talking about cheese.
Cheese is always good, man.
Yeah, cheese is very good, but Chris is always losing his cheese.
Well, I owe him some cheese.
Yeah?
Yeah, I misspelled his name.
Oh, what? Where?
Well, on the podcast, RSS feed.
Oh, well, should fix it. Also, one of the talks GMCI I'm going to give is about this radio station Signal. We're going to talk a little bit about the technique, how it's set up, what we're doing, and what are the plans for the future. So,
I was just thinking we should we didn't have any 8-bit music yet in the show. So how about we play some Spintronic actually with the 8-bit headbangers. Welcome back to Signal.
My name is Fish, and we're talking about Brucon and Hackerspaces Brussels here in Brussels. And on the line, we got one of the organizers of Brucon, Benny Keteslegers. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
How are you doing? Are you still at the venue?
Yeah, we're still last man standing, and the video crew is still working on their setup. So.
So it's just the last parts of the build, or is there still a lot to do?
No, most of the crew left, and they needed a little bit more work to do the setup. So, but we're ready for tomorrow.
Okay, and what in your opinion is the hot item for tomorrow?
Well, I think that depends from person to person. Just so much to do, but personally, and that's my personal preference. I think it's a hardware hacking area, because personally, I'm interested in hardware hacking, and actually, I hope to have some time to actually get a kit from Mitch and do a little bit of soldering.
Well, last time I saw you, was it Hacking at Random? I brought you to the to the soldering area, and you got some experience to do some soldering. I think Mitch will probably teach you some more lessons on soldering tomorrow there.
Yeah, actually, it was one of my first times, and he gave me the soldering badge.
So you're going for the 2.0 badge now?
If it exists, why not?
Hey, Brucon, it started all last year. It was the first Brucon ever. This is the second Brucon. Is the second Brucon going to be different if you're going to compare it to the first Brucon?
Basically, it's the same, but we have the experience of last year. We had some lessons that we learned, so I'm expecting that this edition will be more fun, bigger, and better.
And for the most of the people, you and I, we're visiting quite a sum of conferences, and a lot of conferences are very very official and so on. Brucon is a little bit different in that way. I think it's a mix between t-shirts and suits. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So. Tomorrow, we already spoke a little bit about the agenda. The keynote of Mikko is going to be special. Can you give us a little some hints about where he's going to talk about?
Well, basically, we gave him the choice to talk about whatever he wanted, and I think it's more like a personal presentation in the sense that he will give his view on what's. Yeah, how did we evolve? Are we doing better today than we did 10 years ago? And I think because he has quite a good understanding and a good view on security that, I'm really looking forward to his opinion about the evolution. So it should be a good keynote.
So we're looking forward to it. Talking about the keynote, Mitch Altman is going to do the first presentation on day two, and he's going to talk about how he does his life currently. Mitch is having a special life, in my opinion, because he's really into teaching other people, like you. how did you get Mitch into Brucon? Did you just ask him like, hey Mitch, would you like to come, or was he coming himself like, hey, I would like to come to Brucon?
Well, when the submission phase was almost finished, and because we're doing a little bit of a mix between the pure security talks and the hacking talks. And hacking for me, of course, that means like just learning how to play with things and change them and learn how they work. And to learn to other people that this is hacking and not the evil cyber criminal side like you see in the press. And that's why I said to myself, well, who do I know who can actually do something non-security and really fun about hacking? And I think Mitch is one of the first people I thought of. And I actually said, like, Mitch, the call for paper is still open. Can you send something in? And some of the other board members and selection committee actually didn't know him that well, and they just looked him up on Google, and they saw actually this presentation on online. It was, I think, YouTube or something similar. And they really liked him in the sense, like, they said, oh, this guy is really an old-school hacker, and they were really fond of the way he presented, and, well, that made the deal, and that's why I'm really happy that he's here to give his talk.
I think Mitch is going to extend a lot of people from using the keyboard to get back to the soldering iron. Hey, Benny, really thank you very much for joining in the show and give us a brief update about Brucon. I think we got a special song on our list, GMC, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a CD Peter has here. It's Shearer. The CD is called Monument. The song we are listening to is also, it's a title song, it's called Monument.
Till it's down, my mind is gone building my monument, my monument, monument, my monument, monument, my monument, monument, my monument, monument, my monument,
welcome back to Signal. We're talking about Brucon. What was that, GMC?
That was the next song, sorry.
Oh, okay. looking forward already to the screaming part of that. Where I was just saying, we're here in Brussels talking about Brucon and Hackerspaces Brussels. So what's the first thing we're going to do tomorrow morning? I think we're going to set up the Hackerspaces podcast setup, GMC.
We will wait until the evening with it.
Okay, and will it be something new for us, or is it?
Well, it's a lot of participants. I mean, how many did you list? I think we have about 8 there. So yeah, that's something new, but we'll manage. I think we're getting used to it. We got a psychic also on the premises.
The master technician of Binary Voice and HRFM.
Exactly. So
CTO in Breno's opinion.
I'm not worried about anything.
That will be fine. Talking about tomorrow, we'll be early up and build some hardware hacking village together with the people from hardhack.org and the other hackerspaces which are attending. I think tomorrow will be a brilliant day at Brewcon, and I'm really looking forward, especially to meet Mitch again and to see all the other people. I think we have to do a roundup because we're getting near to 12 o'clock already. It's almost Friday. So what's the best for tomorrow, guys?
You mean on Brewcon?
Yes.
I think the evening at the Hardhack Village will be fun.
Yes.
I think a lot of people will show up and we'll have a good laugh and have a good beer, and it's gonna be nice.
I heard from the guys from the organization that they have a limit for the max of 400 people in the serve house over there, and they may hit the 400. So that should be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
So then we need some extra soldering irons. They were bringing about 40.
I've got two more with me.
I also brought two, so we got 44.
We've got some lying around here too. Yeah.
So Peter, are you joining tomorrow?
I'm up for the Hex Factor.
The Hex Factor.
Yeah, we got a Wandering Star over there, so I'm in.
Okay.
Through a relay.
What's the Hex Factor, Peter?
It's a challenge. They did. I think the first last year is Brewcon. It's like a server with from reverse engineering to penetration tests to.
It's like a capture the flag thing. Yeah.
We actually won that one, sort of, didn't we?
With the guys from Virtuex.
Yeah.
And Brainsmoke, what's on your activity list for tomorrow?
I'm pretty interested in the PDF analysis talk.
From DJ Stevens?
Yeah.
What do you expect?
I'm not sure. I haven't worked a lot with PDFs or in the low-level sense, so...
Okay.
It's a great guy, and he knows a lot about the subject, and the implications are even worse than you would imagine. I mean, so having a user with restricted rights on Linux can't do anything wrong. Okay, you give him a PDF, and then the Windows indexing service starts running, and the Windows indexing service runs as a local system account. And that hooks up to the Adobe Reader to get the content from the PDFs. And you can put JavaScript in the PDF. So if you ever wanted to print a YouTube movie, you can put it in your PDF. And then there's JavaScript and basically everything's possible. So the local system account tries to read it, hooks up the Acrobat Reader, and executes the JavaScript. And then you have a root privilege escalation on the Windows.
And you spend all that money, yeah?
Yeah, and it's true.
I better not send the PDF to your girlfriend then.
And to finish this, GMC, what's on your favorite list?
Sorry?
What's on your favorite list of the...
Well, I'm also actually quite interested in the PDF workshop because, you hear a lot about it, and I did look into it a bit, you know, play with the format. But I'm really looking forward to see what this guy is up to with PDFs.
Okay.
Also at 8 o'clock, you can brew your own beer. And that seems to me like a very, very useful skill to have.
That's
free? If you brew it yourself, it's free?
Well, it's free. It's free to go there, and I mean, that should be free beer in the truest definition of the word.
Well,
yeah.
To finish with that, the first name of Brewcon before the name Brewcon existed was actually Beercon, so I think this is a really good nickname for Brewcon. We're out of time, everybody. So we have to finish up. To give you some information about Brewcon, just go to brewcon.org and you will find all the information over there. For Signal, it's, of course, signal.hackerspaces.org. And if you've got any questions, just send us an email, signal@hackerspaces.org. Thank you very much, everybody. GMC, see you tomorrow at the at the podcast meetup.
Indeed.
And we're going to do a wrap-up also of Brewcon.
Well, that's next week.
Yeah.
Thursday, 2200 Central European time again.
So just we will be back and talking about what happened.
For 2 hours.
Hey, Peter and Hans, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much for using this very nice hackerspace as a studio.
Please stick around and have another drink. And
we will do. We will do. Brainsmoke, also thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And well, we see each other tomorrow at Brewcon. This was Fish speaking from Hackerspace Brussels talking about Brewcon.
And we finish off as usual with a song. This one is from a guy actually that was here just now. We wanted to get him live in the show, but he had to go sadly. But his name is Trent. The song is called Mac 8. And it's not playing. Of course, it's not playing. There we are.
*611 for assistance.
We get signal. My screen turned on. You're listening to the radio program about hackerspaces.